Richard Roper joins us right now. So let's talk about the passing of Jerry Stiller, who is really sort of an unsung Hollywood icon. He worked a lot.
Jerry Stiller started off in comedy. It was the comedy team of Stiller and Mira. And Mira, his wife of some 60 years, was also his comedy partner. And they were a duel, sort of like Nichols and May way back in the day, kind of a precursor, actually, to Second City. They were in a Chicago improv company called the Compass Players. We're talking about in the 1950s. That eventually became Second City. And his first real claim to fame was Stiller and Mira became regulars on the Ed Sullivan Show, when that was a juggernaut. They had a contract with Ed Sullivan, so they were on every week doing their unique brand of comedy.
They played on what their real life was. He was Hershey Horowitz, and she was the Irish Catholic girl, and that was all true, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
So they played on that, and she complained eventually about their show business life bleeding into their personal life, because they had a couple of kids, Ben Stiller, obviously, the most famous of them, but also Amy, I believe, their daughter, an actress as well. And they really started to have a shaky kind of relationship that they were working so much. And then he went on to do a bunch of television stuff on his own. She went on to do a bunch of TV stuff on her own. She did a lot of drama for a while in the 70s into the 80s. Mm-hmm. Everybody was on Murder, She Wrote. And then I think most famously, people will remember her in this generation as a Sex and the City character.
Yeah, terrific actress. And you're absolutely right. And it was Jerry Stiller who really pulled back on his show business career. He famously said, you know, I was going to be able to save one, either my career with my wife or my marriage to my wife. And I chose marriage. And when you hear Ben Stiller through the years in interviews, yes, he grew up in a show business family, but it was a very normal two parents involved upbringing, very loving household. So Jerry Stiller, basically, he didn't retire from show business, but he pulled way back. And then obviously when the kids were older, and then he got the two great roles, first playing the father of George Costanza, Frank Costanza, who invented Festivus for the rest of us and got into Del Boca Vista confrontations, et cetera, et cetera. And then he was the father of Carrie, played by Leah Remini on The King of Queens. So he played these two great grown father characters who were nuts, especially Frank Costanza. He was nuts, but so funny. And Seinfeld has often talked about the fact that they had so much trouble filming scenes with Jerry Stiller because they couldn't stop from breaking up, from laughing. They could hold it together with each other, but when he'd deliver a line, at one point, Julia Louis-Dreyfus was like, I think we need to come back tomorrow. I can't hold it together. He's too funny.
He also had a great film career for a while in the 1970s. All those great movies. And Taking a Pelham 1-2-3, he goes toe-to-toe with Walter Matthau in that movie. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And he was in one of the airport movies, Lovers and Other Strangers. You're right. All these kind of, you know, 70s type movies. Really versatile actor, primarily a comedic actor, really funny. But by all accounts, you know, those outsized crazy characters he played, that was pure acting. Just a lovely man in real life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he raised the kids in New York. He and Ann Mara raised their kids in New York on the Upper West Side. I think that's also what made them normal. They weren't part of that Hollywood contingent. Ben Stiller, because he was right in that age, that Brat Pack age, essentially, a little younger than them. And he would have been, you know, part of that, whatever, that Hollywood high culture. And he wasn't. And I think that made him a greater success in Hollywood.
Absolutely true. And, you know, even though Ben Stiller's a really funny guy and a well-known actor, he's primarily a filmmaker. I think that's what he gets his greatest pleasure from writing and directing and producing, and obviously grew up in a family that knew that side of the business as well.
Jerry Stiller dead at the age of 92. At the age of 98, Betty White has just been signed to do a Lifetime Christmas movie.
Good to see her getting a little work finally after all these years. You know, Ro, it's remarkable and so wonderful that so many of these comedic giants who came up in the 50s and were stars in the 60s and 70s are still with us. Betty White, Bob Newhart, Dick Van Dyke, Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks. I guess being funny really does add years to your lifespan. These are all individuals well into their 90s.
I know. It's amazing. So there's hope for us. Well, there's not hope for me, but there's hope for, you know, there's hope for you, Rich. You're going to be just fine.
Let's face it. Ed Asner could bench press you right now as soon as this quarantine is broken.
That's true. He did chase us around the studio once. Ed Asner got mad at me in an interview, and he literally came at me. I'm like, there's no place for me to go. I can't run around this desk faster than he can.
You were sounding just like Mary Richards. Mr. Grant!